in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get
it started. Good morning. This is the Kim Pagano Show, and if it sounds like I sound a little different, it's because this is not Kim Pagano. This is her friends with her today. Kim is gone on a small vacation. She'll be back on Monday. Today, I am Marcia Hively, and I'm here with Prudence and Jeannie, and we're going to do our best.
And we're going to have fun while the mice will play when the cat's away. Yeah. Hi, Kim.
We know she's proud. She's like that little person over your head that's watching you at all times. Well, we have a good day today. We have a person coming on talking about why intelligent people are overweight. I always wonder that because
I'm intelligent I'm overweight.
I hope I'm intelligent. And I don't know that I'm overweight anymore, but I have struggled with that my entire life, I think.
Same here. Yeah.
Well, but, you know, I also hope that there's not, I think intelligent people can also be in shape, too.
Well, I think that's what he's going to tell us, our guest, right? Because in the end, you can learn to overcome that.
Well, yes, our guest is Hadley Turk, and he's a former personal trainer and has overcome his food addiction. Mm-hmm. And today is the author, and computer consultant. And haven't you noticed that most trainers have had some kind of issue in their life?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you can speak most to something when you've experienced it.
I do too.
Yes.
And it's about choice and making changes. And I think that's the hardest part for people is that choice.
Those are the ones you really learn from too. You know, some of the ones that have never had experience are just off and going and blah, blah, blah. And they're in a different world. And you're like, hey, wait a minute, I'm kind of out of shape here. You want to help me?
You know, in my coaching practice, often what I say is I'm my first client. Mm-hmm. If I haven't done it myself, it's harder for me to take somebody through it if I haven't also been there. We speak best when we speak of our experiences, our strengths, and what we've been through.
Sure.
I agree with that. As a matter of fact, if you've noticed, people that counsel alcoholics are usually ex-alcoholics. People that counsel people on how to stop smoking usually.
Sure. Past smoker.
You know, had that. Yeah. And then our second guest today is the opposite. It's going to be a representative from the YMCA on children and how they have a hard time eating over the summer. I guess we don't realize how many schools provide lunches for kids in our country. And over 70 million lunches are served. 7 million, I'm sorry. 7 million meals are served from the YMCA over the summer.
Oh, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I do know it's a big problem because I work with a food bank here, MANA, and they always are scrounging to give more food to people with children over the summer because a lot of their kids get sometimes their only big meal at school, which is kind of daunting when you think about it.
You know, and it's I think sometimes it's easy to overlook it because unless you're there or you see them in their homes, you know, it doesn't seem like there's that big of a problem. But to hear that kind of number, that's pretty
7
alarming.
Million meals.
Well, and also I think their attendance goes down. That's one of the things they want to improve because when school's out, they're not at school to get the free meals. So
right. And a lot of
their program is to start something this summer so that they can reach all those kids.
And a lot of kids, especially in California, that are on the free meal program also get breakfast. So that's two meals a day that they are not getting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're going from one extreme to the other today, which seems to be the truth on the Kim Pagano Show. We cover all bases.
We kind of jump around.
Should we give out the number if anyone wants to call in? Sure. Our number here is 805-639-0008. And Jacob is there, ready to take your calls.
Definitely.
And we are giving away a cut and blow dry tomorrow. We're taking names today. Kim Pagano.
Don't forget the conditioner.
Oh, and
that's
conditioner.
The best. Oh.
She is a hair therapist, and believe me, there's three people here that have had hair therapy through her.
All the time. That's why we all look so beautiful.
Well, I'm a little
You can always question us on Facebook or become a fan at
that's
the Kim
right.
Pagano Show. So you can join us there as well.
That's right. And KimPaganoShow.com mm-hmm. if you are in an office and you want to listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to tell you, I just got back from vacation. I have been gone a week and a half, and out of the last 5.5 weeks, I've been gone 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm in a time warp.
Mm-hmm.
Like so much has happened to other people around me since I've been gone.
I know.
You
would
have thought
changes.
I was. You'd think I was in Europe. I was just other places in the country, but it was
Florida, Europe.
Life keeps going on.
The South. Yeah. The South is like Europe in some ways, but.
Yes.
It was very fun. We had we spent a lot of time with my husband's family. And I got to tell you, we have spent many years every summer we all go to the beach. They're all from the South, and we all go to the beach. And all of our kids, or all of Steve's cousins, have kids the same age as our kids. And we really made a conscious choice to try to develop that relationship when they were young. And they are now just
close
to friends. It's really cool.
You know, with my family, my mom is my mom's from Mexico, actually, and she's one of 11.
Oh,
and
wow.
So all the siblings, her and her siblings, always were sort of the connector. Well, there's 25 cousins.
Oh, my gosh.
And actually, what really helped us as a family is the Yahoo groups. We years ago, my aunt started the Barreto Yahoo group. And now we all connect, and so even the cousins and the nieces and nephews and the brothers and sisters and then the spouses and and so it's actually created this whole different relationship and dynamic in our family, because now it's not just the brothers and sisters talking and the cousins talking, but everyone interacts, and it's really a powerful tool.
We do that something like that. We on something I think anybody can join. It's called Genie. com, and you enter your information, and you get that little reminder every month. It's so and so's birthday. Please send them a note if you wish. And you can Facebook them, you can call them, or whatever, or email them. It's really a good way to keep in touch when you have the large families.
Or
across the ways if you're not right out here in California.
Yeah. Right, my kids, it's Facebook for kids. They
course.
All keep in touch.
And we have Facebook too. And so for some of my mom and her siblings that don't have Facebook and all the rest of us put pictures up and things, they get so frustrated.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, wait, we don't have Facebook. We don't want to do Facebook. We want you just to send us pictures.
Yeah, that's exciting. I love family is a totally different dynamic, and there are people that just don't understand you any better than your family do.
Yes. There's
good and bad.
Yes. I agree with that.
It was weird, though, because Steve's uncle is starting to get Alzheimer's. Mm. And so this may be the last year that we're all together, because he is getting a little confused. So, there's changes in your family, too, that you have to deal with.
That's for sure.
Okay, so we have our first guest on the line. Hedley, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I had to laugh. I looked up your book last night online because it didn't come in yet, even though I think it came in this morning, but I didn't have time to go get it. And it's got donuts.
I've got
in
a picture,
the picture
of it. I'm looking at this here.
And
please explain yourself.
For someone who's trying to get off donuts, I don't know.
Well, it's a great visual. And
it is.
Once you start making some progress in the area of your health, those donuts are not going to mean the same thing.
So tell us about yourself.
Sure. Well, basically, I used to be a personal trainer. Now I'm a computer consultant. But how I got involved with this project was I used to have a food addiction, and my addiction was to donuts.
I know that, home. I'm over that myself, but I used to be one of those.
Yeah, my addiction was to chocolate donuts, and once a week I would get this urge, and I would go out and buy a box, and I would bring it home, and I would devour the entire box, which was 8 donuts. And that desire, that addiction grew over time, and what started off as a once-a-week treat turned turned into a twice a week indulgence.
So that's not even good donuts. That's not like homemade donuts. Those are like boxed, waxy donuts.
But I understand where you're coming from, because I used to know I was like a closet donor, a donut eater. I never told my husband or my son. I just kept getting fatter and fatter. And I knew the best donut shops. I still know where they are today, but I'm over it. I don't, you know, I'll have a donut once in a while, maybe every 2 or 3 months with my husband. But I can tell you, I know that feeling, and they are good. You know the good ones.
Well, and people that have food problems or food addictions, they do have, it may not be donuts, it may be something totally different.
Sure.
But, you know, they have their own thing. How did you get over your addiction?
Well, how I got over it was I discovered what the source of our addictions are, primarily, especially with food, and that is our associations. Our associations are what govern our behavior. Let me explain that, what I mean by that a little further. How we behave regarding food and exercise has less to do with our intellect and more to do with the associations that we have to food and exercise. So an association is a link in our mind between a person, place, thing, and experience, and an emotion. Mm-hmm. So how this works with food is, once upon a time, you ate a food, be it a piece of cake, a piece of chocolate, a bowl of ice cream, or some donuts, and you liked the way it tasted. So at that moment, you created an association, a link in your mind that this food makes you feel good. And then every subsequent time you ate the food, it continued to make you feel good, thereby strengthening that association even more. So the end result is, you have an association to this food that is so strong that even though intellectually you know the food is bad for you and is doing you harm, you still don't stop eating it because your associations are overriding your intellect.
And sometimes it's not the food at all. Sometimes it's the person that you ate the food with or what you did. Like if you always went and had ice cream with your dad and mm-hmm. your dad's gone, and then
that's a good memory,
you know,
yeah.
Then you had a memory with that. And then you start eating the ice cream to fill that void. It's not really the ice cream at all.
Right. It's a source of pleasure. Right. You're associating to that food pleasure. So we as human beings, we love to get pleasure. That's just naturally what we do. We seek pleasure.
So how do you change the associations to food?
Well, it's a five-step process, and I'll go into them briefly, and we can expand on them as you'd like. The first step is motivation. You have to be motivated to make a change. Changing your associations, getting healthier, losing weight, it's not easy. It's going to take work. There are no shortcuts, no magic pills, no magic diets, no magic surgeries.
So true.
It's going to take hard work. So you have to be motivated. That's step number one. Step number two is to identify what your current associations are. So with food, ask yourself, why do I eat this food? Common answers will be, it makes me feel good. I like the way it tastes. It satiates my desire. It relaxes me. The third step is to create new negative associations to the food. So currently, you eat it because it makes you feel good. These are positive associations. You need to change that to a negative. That will help you quit eating the food.
You mean like, say, if it's bad for you, or I'm getting overweight, or I mean that type of negative?
You actually have to tie it into your motivation. So you first need to identify what your motivation is. Why are you doing this in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once you identify that, you tie that into your new associations. Because if you're just writing these things down, that's not enough. It needs to be powerful. It needs to stick. So, for example, a friend of mine had 4 kids, and he suffered a heart attack and was still overweight and still couldn't stop eating. So one day his kids came up to him, and they were crying, and they said, "Look, Daddy, we don't want to lose you. We don't want you to die," because he was really suffering the ill effects of his weight. And it was at that point that he realized he needed to make a change. And his motivation was his love for his family. So he tied that into his new associations for food. So now his new associations were, every time I eat this food, it's saying I don't love my son, Michael Jr. Every time I eat this food, it's saying I'm not going to see Debbie graduate high school. Mm-hmm. And so on and so forth. So when you compare food to the love for his family, it's not really going to do very well in that comparison.
Sure.
I want to remind everyone quickly that you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show here at KKZZ 1400. And if you have questions for us, please give us a call at 805-639-0008. You know, Hedley, I think it's really powerful to help change those thoughts. But how then does that translate into, there's kind of a fine balancing line, I would think, between also not creating shame around it or guilt around it.
Right.
How do you, how
That's
does that
question.
Work in that in yeah. that interchange?
Well, a lot of people do feel a variety of emotions when it comes to weight. It's social thing. It's also having a lot of people who are overweight have tried to lose weight in the past and have failed. So there are some emotional issues there as well. But in order to avoid that, you need to look at this as a process. Instead of letting the emotions get involved, you follow the steps. Losing weight and getting healthier is a process. And just like any other process in life, there are steps involved. And when you want to achieve something, if you focus on the process, putting one foot in front of the other, everything else falls by the wayside.
So let's go through the other two steps just so we get through all five of them.
Sure.
Number four.
The fourth step is to create new positive associations to not eating the food. Now, this is a very important step. This is the reason why diets almost never work. When you go on a diet, you're taking away a source of pleasure from your life, namely the food. When you take away a source of pleasure from your life, you feel a sense of loss and lack. That's why people almost always return to the food, because they need that pleasure. So now we want to create a new source of pleasure, and that's to resisting the urge to eat this food. So every time you don't eat the food, that's going to be your new source of pleasure.
So, Hedley, I'm glad you brought this up, because I was sitting there thinking, wait, so where's the positive association? Because I'm a life coach, and that's often what I help people to do, is create that vision of what it is that they do want. What's the beauty that comes from having this thing that they're either challenged to have, or like losing this weight, or letting go of old habits, and what can they gain from that and creating that positive. So I'm glad you added that step.
Right, and this also takes it at the most basic level of how we think. Right? Our associations are how we behave at our most basic functional level. So we're changing the way we behave at that level, and it's important, because that's where this behavior comes from.
Absolutely.
And then what is number five?
Number five is to anchor the association. So we want to, anchoring an association means making it stronger. And we want to make sure these associations are anchored not just for a month, not just for 6 months, but for the course of your life.
That's great. I got to say, I have probably lost the same 20 pounds 30 times in my life. And luckily, I'm on the downside of the 20 pounds
That's
now.
That's right. Me too.
But your first premise, why do intelligent people, why are they overweight? And I'm sitting here trying to think, I think I ignore my life most of the time when I get to that point. I don't focus on me. I focus on everybody else and everything else around me, and my kids, my family, my husband. And I forget that if it doesn't start with me, I can't take care of anybody else. So
right.
This is great for if you have one specific food or one thing that has made you overweight. I can't say that's true of me. I'm not somebody who focuses on one kind of food. My main issue would just be quantity. And since we all have to eat, mm-hmm. How do you get over eating as much or eating more? Because most people that are overweight, I think, just eat too much.
I call it portion control.
Well, it is. But I mean, as far as from his perspective of these steps.
Well, it's the same thing, quantity or the type of food. Because food addiction, defined regarding overweight, is the inability to control what you eat or how much you eat. So everybody who is overweight pretty much falls under this definition, so mm-hmm. they all have a food addiction. And the process is the same, but it starts with motivation. And to start motivating yourself, you need to face the truth. And the truth is, there is nothing more important than your health. You can have the best family in the world, but if you're not healthy, you're not going to be around for them for the long term. You can have the most money, the nicest house, the best religion, but if you're not healthy, you're not going to be able to enjoy all that stuff. So it starts with folk facing the truth about what the consequences are of your behavior.
Mm-hmm. That
so
makes
then
a lot
how
of
do
sense.
You move from a food addiction? I see you talk about motivating yourself to exercise.
Right. It's the same thing with food. Same thing with exercise as it is with food. So if you don't exercise, it's because you have negative associations to it. Some common negative associations are, it's too hard, it hurts, I don't like sweating, I'm embarrassed, I'm afraid to fail. These are all common mm-hmm. negative associations to exercise. And when you have a negative association to something, you're not going to want to do it.
No, and you know what I found? I had a few problems like that years and years ago, but I came to the point where I just said, just do it. And I think I invented that before Nike. I because I would get so mad at myself because I would get all reared up and I'd say, oh, I'm going to be embarrassed. There's big guys that are lifting weights there and they're going to look at me. They're going to make fun of me and blah, blah, blah. And finally, I just did it. And I looked around. I just told myself, I'm not going to look at these people. I'm going to zone out and do what I need to do. And the day I made that decision was the best day of my life because I've worked out for all my life.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is the Kim Pagano Show, and she is not here today. We are here in her place and having a great time and talking to Hedley Turk about, and your book is called Why Intelligent People Are Overweight. How do people get a hold of your book?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked. It's available exclusively at Amazon.com, and it's also available in digital format for the Nook, the Kindle, and the iPad.
Nice. Great.
And you can get more information by visiting the website, whyareweoverweight.com.
I'm on it. I'm looking at it now.
Okay. There are donuts on there as well.
Yes, there is. That's the first thing we saw.
This is a great subject because I think we all have issues in our life that we could overcome, and weight is one of them that I think 90% of the people struggle with.
Hi, Hedley. This is Jacob. I just wanted to make sure if you can just can you become a fan on Facebook of the Kim Pagano Show? And just if you can post some of the steps, and some of our listeners can go ahead and check those steps out so they can be in touch with your book, get in charge of your book, and keep an eye on the weight stuff.
I sure can do that. No problem.
That would be great.
So, again, this is the Kim Pagano Show. We have been talking about why intelligent people are overweight. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day and no donuts.
No donuts at all. Same for you guys.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break and listen from our sponsors, and then we'll be back.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy.
Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Good morning. This is the Kim Pagano Show, adding value to your life every day in every way. And this is Marcia, Prudence, and Jeannie here today.
Good morning. Hello.
We are here while Kim's
and Jacob.
Jacob, you have an event coming up. Can you tell us about it?
Oh, yes, I do. It's a dance concert called Undress at Moorpark College. It's a student choreographed, student produced. It's a really, really quite an adventure for me right now because it's my first time doing a dance concert. And from what I hear from the people that have been in a dance concert, it's a really, really good show. And I can tell you from now that we started Tech Week and light designing, it's really, really good.
Cool. So, and you're going to give some tickets away?
Yeah, so I'm going to be giving out some tickets. If you can call in at 639-0008. And the show is... The dates are next week. It's basically the 28th and the 29th, Thursday and Friday at 7:30. And if you'd like to purchase some tickets, you can purchase them at Moorpark College and the Performing Arts Center, basically.
Can they show up and get a ticket at the door as well?
I believe they're going to sell out.
Okay, so call and get the tickets ahead of time. And, you know, I have this theory that your kids become cultured by you showing them culture. And, you know, that's such a nice, close thing to go to.
Yes, it is.
You know, I love that Moorpark College, other schools like that, have so many things, the performing arts or the concerts in the park, theater shows, things like that. I love going. I love supporting the
students
and the schools.
I still have a credit
there. Oh, yeah.
Because I took computers there and from Kathy. You know Kathy.
You know, there's so many things you can do in Ventura County. Cal Lutheran puts on some Shakespeare festivals over the summer that are free. I think they're free. Or are they very, maybe $5 or $6. They're not expensive. And there's a lot of, if you go on the Ventura website, it will give you a lot of like music in the park, things to do that aren't expensive that you can take your family to on, you know, and summer's a perfect time to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I think Ventura County, there's just so many things here. I'm always amazed, but I always pick up the little news flyers or the little pamphlets that you see outside of the restaurants because everything's listed in those things.
Mm-hmm. You know, your paper here, it's the Breeze, isn't that what it's called?
I don't know.
Yes, there's one here.
Yes, yeah. That's the one. Yes. That has a lot of the local activities and what's going on. And they're always free, and they're usually outside, like you say, restaurants and stuff.
Right.
And,
yeah, coffee houses and other things.
Well, as a reminder, too, to our listeners, tomorrow we're going to be giving away a free cut and dry from Kim Pagano.
And conditioner.
Jeannie's favorite, the conditioner.
Oh, it is. Your hair just feels so good. I mean, Kim's a hair therapist, and she does all of our hair, and I mean, when I get my hair conditioned, it's the best. My hair is just so nice.
And we're not on the radio show because she does our hair.
It just happens.
We actually like her a lot, and miss her.
She is going to be giving one away, and we're going to do that drawing tomorrow. But call in today as well. We're taking names right now, 805-639-0008 here on the Kim Pagano Show. I think what I find interesting about the whole idea of hair therapy, I just never really thought of it until I met Kim and really saw what she does and how it's almost like
she really knows
the hair whisperer.
Hair whisperer, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
But she also looks at your life. I think that's the beauty of it and why people connect so much with Kim is that she's able to sit with you and she looks at who you are and helps you to figure out, because in your lifestyle, you're the busy mom or the executive or whoever you are, and also to look at your face and your shape and your coloring and kind of blends it all together. Like,
and how many times over your lifetime have you gone and gotten a haircut? Because I know in my 20s this was true. I walked away and thought, I'll never do this. It will never look this way again.
I always thought, I will never go to that person again.
Yeah. Well, I had pretty good luck, except you'd even pay for a very expensive haircut, and you'd come out thinking, I don't know what just happened.
Exactly.
It looks good today, but then from that point to the next 6 weeks, you never do it the same again.
And a lot of people, when you go to hairdressers, they really don't listen.
Yes.
And they really don't look at the shape of your head and hair. Like Kim will give you advice. She'll go in there, like, for instance, Kathy, our friend Kathy, my friend, and I told her to go. She had she looked like she'd had a bowl on top of her head. That's who had been cutting her hair. I said, you should go to Kim. And she went to Kim and it kind of analyzed her. And she said, oh, my gosh, my hair has never looked this good in my life. And she's just so happy.
Well,
so.
And I think also what she does, because she sees sort of the progression of where your hair can go. So if somebody comes in and it's shorter or longer and they want over time to change up color or to do this or that, she also can help you with the, okay, we're going to start here, and next time you come in, we're going to add a little more of this color and that color.
Can I call in and say my name is Margaret?
She might notice when you get to
the
salon.
True. She'll know for sure.
Okay, I have a question about our last guest. I do agree that there are a lot of people with food addictions, and in general, you know, we probably all have some food addictions. But when you're 25, 10, 15, 20 pounds overweight, sometimes I think it's just paying attention. You know, we just don't pay attention to our lives.
I think that's part of it. But also, you know, there's a lot of people that are 40, 50, and 60 pounds overweight. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole different ballgame because you eat everything. You're really not addicted just to one thing, but you really have to, you're almost in the habit of just not taking care of yourself and not listening to your body. And like I was looking at those donuts, because I used to be a donut-holic, I can now have a donut and I don't feel guilty and I don't want 10 of them. Mm-hmm. But before, for some reason, that was like, it did make me feel good. And I was depressed and we had a lot of money problems. And I said, oh God, you know, I'd have a donut, and I'd feel so good. And I said, well, this feels so good. I think I'll go try to find another donut store. And it was the stupidest thing I ever did in my life. Just really dumb.
Well, I think one thing that helps is finding support. I think that's why programs like Weight Watchers and a lot of the programs that are out there, Jenny Craig, they have support systems in place. You know, I gained the weight on my own. I gained the weight on my own, and to think that I have to let go of it on my own or try and do it all on my own, it can be very daunting. Now, some people will go out and they'll do it on their own, and that's also powerful.
I've done
too.
It up and down, up and down.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
There's something about having that sort of accountability and support.
The
to
accountability
help you.
Is the, yeah. the
well,
key.
I kind of struggle like with weight my whole life, and I know I'm kind of young still.
And you're very slim right now.
No, and you know, I was coming to calculations last week. And I've lost over 100 pounds from last year.
God, really? Yes.
You were 100 pounds heavier?
Yes, I was 280.
Wow.
Oh my, yeah.
And you're not a, I don't want to say this, but you're not a really tall guy.
Oh, no, I'm not.
You can't do
tall.
280.
No. Wow. And you know what inspired me was the show, The Biggest Loser.
Yes, me too. Oh. I mean, I just lost 30 pounds, and I did it through Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. But
Weight Watchers is great. I
but
like
frankly,
Watchers.
It is, there is no magic pill. It is. Eat less, move more.
That's
that is
right.
the
yes.
only way you're going to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And I don't care how you do it. Now, everybody picks a different way to do it that's comfortable for themselves.
Sure.
Some people want to eat only protein. Some people want to eat, you know, whatever.
Just do it.
Or sugar is a problem, so they can't eat sugar at all. Mm. So, you know, everybody has a different technique. And what's good for you is how you're going to do
but
it.
But I think you just said it. By realizing all those facts, one of those will fit you. Yeah. And as the author just said, why intelligent people are overweight, I think you really need to sit down, have that quiet time for yourself. Go walk on the beach. Go just for a walk by yourself and really analyze, why am I eating like this? Am I unhappy? Okay, if I'm not unhappy, then why am I doing it? Where's that time for myself? Why am I doing
and
this?
And it's not only support, it's to me, for myself, it's support and accountability.
Yes, I think so too.
It's that double-edged sword. When you find whatever program you're going to do that has support, accountability,
I love
it
the accountability.
Helps you a lot.
It does. And everybody goes, yay, you lost your weight. Yes.
We're here at the Kim Pagano Show on KKZZ 1400. We're talking about a lot of fun things, and we have a lot of things that we're going to be giving away. So give us a call at 805-639-0008 to get registered for that. And if you have a story of how you've overcome your weight challenges and released your weight, then give us a call and share that with us as well. Because I think the more that we share our successes, it helps motivate other people. And you never know how your story might shape and change someone else. So give us a call and share your story. I think we're going to head to a quick break before our next caller. So stay tuned.
Do you ever ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definite better quality.
And I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best process. The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around. I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I'll always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 in Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of the Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Good morning. This is Marcia. We're with the Kim Pagano Show, adding value to your life every day in every way. And I'm here with Jeannie and Prudence today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hello.
So we're going to change directions. First, we talked about eating too much that we all seem to have the problem with. And now we're going right into a big problem in our country of children who don't have enough to eat. And so summer vacation for children's meals. You know, most kids that have financial issues get given a meal at school, maybe one, maybe two during the day, and then they go to summer and they don't have that support. Mm-hmm. So the
YMCA, because they're not in school.
That's so. Right. The mm-hmm. Y provides 7 million meals this summer, and I assume every summer, to ensure the nation's children. So we are going to be talking to Valerie Lawson about her involvement in the YMCA.
That's going to be good. That's going to be interesting. And maybe we can help out some way.
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, I had some sense that there are programs out there to help children and the school programs where they feed kids and have them come in and provide meals and discount meals and free meals. But I truly hadn't stopped to think about it over the summer and what these kids do or the holidays and breaks and things like that.
Well, very interesting. I was the president of PTA for several years, as well as district PTA, and so you do see in public schools how many kids get help, and it is I had no idea before I was involved, and they try to do it very carefully so the kids don't get embarrassed or that other people don't know who's getting help and who doesn't, and you'd be surprised how many kids that your kids go to school with that they play with every day that need help. So then summer comes and they're not eating.
Yeah.
Well, good. We have somebody here that's going to do something about that.
Valerie, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, Valerie.
Thank you for coming on today. How did you get involved in this cause?
Well, the Y is fortunate enough to have a partnership with Walmart Foundation this year, which would allowed us to expand our efforts through the USDA Summer Food Service Program.
Great.
And what you guys were describing is very common. There is over 20 million children that do receive free and reduced cost meals during the school year. And
right.
exactly like you said, once the school year is out, only about 3 million still have access to those meals. So you're looking at about 17 million children at least that are at risk for hunger.
How sad is that?
And this is in the United States. We're not talking about another country
yes.
or somewhere else. This is here and now with our children.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So how does the Y provide the lunches?
Well, the Y, our goal this year is to provide 7 million healthy meals and snacks to 70,000 children to keep them well nourished.
Uh-huh.
So it could be a snack that's provided earlier in the day or later in the day. And for some wives, it's expanding their backpack programs, which allows children to take home food in their backpacks to help provide food over the weekend. So for some, it's a varying degree on how the food actually is eaten that day or if it's provided to them to take home over the weekend.
How does someone gain access to this? So how would someone know to come to the Y to set this up and put it together? Or how does it work?
Well, and it's really through the Y. So it's ymca.net. So any family in our community could check out ymca.net and look for their the information on YMCA's summer food program is right there on the homepage. And they can find out locally in their community where there are options and access for free food for their children under the age of 18 this summer, as well as the Y always has programming that is focused on healthier nutrition throughout the year.
Are they leaving flyers or anything like that at the school, like just, you know, before summer vacation, so people are aware of that?
There was definitely some marketing that would have occurred earlier in June.
Mm-hmm.
With some of the schools.
That's a good
So,
idea.
Valerie, I see that you are a master trainer for the YMCA's Diabetes Prevention Program, and I find that wonderful. And how are you interfacing with the families to try to help them have more nutritional meals so that the food they do feed their children will sustain them?
And that's a wonderful question. My work with the diabetes prevention is actually with adults at this point, but...
Uh-huh.
Healthy Family Home is an initiative that really talks about families finding that healthy balance through nutrition and physical activity. And I think a lot of it is just the understanding and education of what's available and understanding portions and for families to learn about portions and understand it is about the amount of food we eat and how can we make healthy foods not only fun but really a part of way of life in your family so that the easy choice is the healthy choice.
Well, and to me that almost seems appropriate to start with the adults because really I would suspect childhood obesity starts at home and
right.
with adults.
Sure.
You know, the more that we can educate adults, then they change their habits. They're automatically changing their children's habits too.
Absolutely. The adults need to make behavior changes before the children will.
You know, it's interesting because I was going to say this with our last caller who was talking about food obsession. But when I was growing up, I had two older brothers. Excuse me. And my mom, unknowing, she just put food on the table and gave me the same amount of food as my older brothers who were football players. And I didn't know until I went to college that women don't eat that much. And so I was not fat, but I was somewhat overweight mm-hmm. as I got into college. And then I was with a bunch of girls in a sorority. I'm like, what do you mean a woman doesn't eat a whole T-bone steak? You know, I had no idea that... Yeah. So sometimes it's just getting the knowledge that helps you to control yourself.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of families and, children need that education and that awareness.
Mm-hmm. How did, Valerie, how did you get involved in this programming? What was your drive to do this work?
Well, for the past 20 years, I've been very passionate and interested related to nutrition and physical activity and helping for disease prevention has been my main interest, and this is just one of those opportunities where I myself was a child that, benefited from school meals. And so during the summer was always interesting because it did change the dynamics. And so it's partially just a personal interest, but then at the same time, I appreciate obesity prevention, and I also, find it very interesting in the exact same community you can also have children that are at risk for hunger.
So you're saying that like during the summer and here's a kid and they know they're used to their meals and stuff and their friends, they can go to any Y or just certain ones and get a free meal? That's where I'm a little confused on that.
Yeah, there is over 300 Y's involved in this program this summer specifically to enhance or expand their work.
Okay.
But Y's in general have programming that's available for children, and usually they do incorporate healthy nutrition food choices.
Great. Okay, so I want to point out a very important thing that you said, but I don't know that was heard. You benefited from a free lunch program, and this is such a great example of somebody who benefited from something as a child, then turned around and
gave back
as an adult. And I reward you and congratulate you for taking the initiative and taking your talents and turning them around and giving back to the community. And I find that fabulous.
Well, thank you. And I'm delighted to be able to work with the Y to be able to provide that giving back.
Well, you're a great tool because you've been through it. And you know, you've already seen some of the holes in the system, so you can improve them. And it's just great that you devote your time.
So we are on the Kim Pagano Show, and we are not Kim Pagano. We are stepping in for Kim Pagano.
We're three friends of Kim.
We are three friends of Kim. I am Marcia, Jeannie, and Prudence, and we're here for the morning, and we are so thankful to have you here. I am devoted to children's health, and this is a passion of mine, and my third thing to do in my life. I would love to turn around and do something with children. So, you know, I have children. They're now growing up and going away, and they have been fortunate enough to eat regular meals, but I have always taken them down, and as young kids, 5, 6, 7 years old, and we have fed the homeless. And I think it's important for people that have to turn around and give to people that don't. Now, how could people get involved with this?
Well, I would encourage anyone that's interested to find out more information on ymca.net, because not only could you find out where the food is, food is available, you could also find out how you could volunteer your time.
And I'm sure they take money donations also.
Most localized, yes.
Yeah, because I noticed you have the website there, the ymca.net/summer.foodprogram.
Yes, and if you go to ymca.net, which hopefully your listeners can remember that much, that it's on the left-hand column, there's the summer food program information.
Great.
One of the things that in your bio talks about is how mild undernutrition experience by young children during critical periods can really stunt their growth. Can you help us understand that a little more?
Well, there's a lot of evidence around nutrition impacting your ability to cognitively understand and develop and grow. And so you think of children that, growth could be stunted or impacted because of poor nutrition. And sometimes it's just that it's not available or that it's the choices that are being made. And so there's a lot of benefit to providing a variety of foods and like we were talking about earlier, incorporating balance and moderation in your amounts, portions, food choices. But really that variety, providing a lot of minerals and vitamins and nutrients, are really important for not only growth physically but developmentally with, cognitive level as well.
Right.
And I think the other key point, too, and it's mentioned this in your bio, but behaviorally, change can happen when you're eating a more nutritious meal. I mean, we know how we feel after we've eaten something heavy, greasy, and you're just kind of wiped out and
I was thinking
and a
the
bit
same
sluggish,
thing, yeah.
and how it feels after you've eaten something healthy and good and energizing.
Sure. You feel
and I
good.
Think it changes behaviors. And you hear of these schools that maybe take troubled kids and they change their food in the cafeteria, they change the meals they provide them, and these kids' lives change.
You're right.
And I think it's such an important message to get out to people.
It was interesting. I was just on a vacation with my husband's family, and two of them are teachers. One's a fifth grade teacher and one is a kindergarten teacher. And the kindergarten teacher was talking about how they send a snack, the families all sign up to send a snack every day. And some of the families will send like fruit punch and candy. And, she just can't serve it, so she has to have stuff in the back.
Something.
Because
right, yeah.
It changes the whole
the day.
Day. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And
the
I'm
kids
sure
will
there's
be
more than one
control.
That sends that.
Yeah, and the kids will be out of control and, unable to teach.
A friend of mine was talking about that even at a kid's birthday party. And so there's the cake, but then there's always, like, goodie bags filled with candy, and the food is always some sort of heavy pizza or there's a certain level of it gets easy, but how if it gets too easy and we keep feeding that to our kids and then they go home and they keep eating that and not to say every house is eating that, but obviously
most
child obesity is becoming more and more of a problem.
Yeah.
Well, it's a party, and sometimes you give things to your kids at parties because that's your kid's favorite food, right, and whatever, that's their birthday and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, at certain people's house, that's all they get.
Right.
So it does change their mental capacity. It changes my mental capacity. I don't know.
Just thinking about it, huh?
Well, I can't eat. Last night I had a half a cup of, I don't have any idea why I did this, ice cream at night, and I was sick. I can't eat sugar at night, or it makes me physically feel bad.
Well, at least you've recognized that fact.
Yeah, I still did it.
You won't tonight.
I won't tonight. That's the truth.
Well, we've been talking right now with Valerie Lawson from the YMCA, talking about their summer food program for the children. And we are actually here at the Kim Pagano Show at KKZZ 1400. Valerie, we just thank you so much. I mean, it's people like you as well that helps to contribute to this and get the message out to help these children, and for you to come in and have a voice to say, to help those that sometimes don't have a voice, that don't have the ability to speak up and say, mm-hmm, I'm hungry. And, you know, it's commendable work. So thank you for dedicating your time to that.
Well, and thank you for having me and the opportunity to speak with you guys today.
But wait, I have one more question.
Absolutely.
Real quick.
Sure.
So say your family and they hear this, you know, hear us talking today. Do they go to their local Y and they say, okay, can you help me out? Or, I mean, they're not going to do that. What do you do with the people? Do you go out and reach them? Or how do you find these people that need your help?
Well, I think each local Y in their community is developed and strengthened their own partnerships within their own community. So the programs that they're enhancing this summer are probably slightly different for depending on each community. But I would encourage anybody that had questions to, you know, to reach out to their local Y or to go through YMCA.net to find a local Y and make a phone call. But I do feel that the local Ys also reach out and make sure that their story is understood and heard.
That's Hi, Valerie. Terrific. This is Jacob. I just wanted to make sure if you can just become a fan on Facebook for the Kim Pagano Show and post some of these facts on the wall, basically, and that way listeners can take some action just like you did and be able to volunteer. Because right now I'm interested to tell you the truth.
So, wonderful.
Yeah, and maybe give some suggestions for how people, if they don't have time, but there's other ways they can offer
help out,
or if they have time, things that they might be able to do. So any way that they can be involved would be great.
Thank you so much, Valerie.
Thank you.
I do want to encourage people to give to their local food banks also. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I know, I'm involved with MANA, but I know there's one in Ventura. That's in Thousand Oaks, and I know there's one in Ventura County also. And they can use things like the small peaches in the cups and applesauce in the cups and nutritional things that families, the working parents, that both parents are working, can pack a little lunch and leave it for their kids so that a kid gets a nutrition lunch instead of, you know, just fending for themselves. It's really important. So please give to your local food
bank. So you can only give, is it best when you go to your local food banks just to give like the canned goods only? They don't want fresh or anything.
Well, MANA does take, if you grow food in your yard, like mm-hmm. oranges, peaches, whatever, and you have an abundance and you don't know where to get rid of them, you can take them to MANA. And I don't know about the one in Ventura, but you can't take milk or, you know, they get the milk and eggs and that kind of stuff through mm-hmm. grocery stores because they have to really, expiration dates are a big deal. So, you know, they can't give out food. And that's the other thing about food banks. I've said this several times and I should say it again, that food banks can't give out food that you can't eat. So please look at the expiration dates before you give it to them.
Yeah,
so
I was going to say,
they that's have to
really
throw
important.
It out too.
Sure.
So. Well, thank you. And this is the Kim Pagano Show, and we are here with I Am Marcia and Prudence and Jeannie and Jacob, and we're filling in for Kim. And
I think we did a darn good job, Kim. What do you think? Has she texted anybody here?
Yeah, we've
got
a few little texts.
Yeah.
Thanks to modern technology, we can stay in touch.
We'll know exactly how we did.
She has big shoes to fill.
Yeah. No, she has little shoes.
Yeah, if you've never seen a picture of Kim, she's like under 5 feet tall, and she's a little teeny thing. So, mm-hmm. Well, Prudence, you have our mommy moment.
I do, and you know, I think especially when we're talking about the YMCA and helping each other out and getting out and serving our community, it really is. We are it does take a village.
It does.
You know, it does take a village. And I think sometimes people get stuck on why would I give or why, you know, people could take care of themselves. But I think what the important part is it, we're all here together and we're here to work with one another. And
well, and that's not a political statement. You know,
no.
Some people think that Take a Village was, you know, a statement made by a political person, but it was way before any of that. And it really does take watching out for each other.
That's
what's
sure.
the difference between a community and being by yourself.
And that's pretty much what we were doing today on our with our guests. Everybody, well, the second guest is helping out the community.
Right.
That's right.
Well, and I mean, that's how cultures for eons, it's all about. It's helping each other and working together. So the mommy moment for today is everyone in my life has something to teach me. We have a purpose in being together. And that was said by Miss Louise Hay.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's something to remember.
I think every life, and I think we have things to teach each other too. It mm-hmm. goes both directions. So we never know why someone's in our life. And I always believe, and I like to believe, because then it just adds more value, I believe, that every person that I come encounter with, there's something there for me to learn. Mm-hmm. And I never know how I might impact their life, too. And sometimes you just never know, or sometimes you hear wonderful stories years later. So it really is important how we connect with one another.
I feel that, too. And even if I don't know what it is right away, I just walk away and saying, well, that was a delightful person.
You know?
Exactly. And it just kind of made your day. So maybe that was the reason. But there, I always believe there's a reason why you
have
meet
you ever
people.
Gone into a store? And I did this one day, and I've purposely went in and smiled and talked to everybody in a positive way.
Yes.
I made a conscious effort.
Yeah.
And they changed their attitude.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Very
you know,
much so. And if you go in there the opposite, that's exactly what you're going to get.
That's
exactly.
right. So spread joy.
Definitely.
That's what we... That's not a mommy moment, but there's my word of advice. Spread joy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And besides, what kind of a day do you want to have? So if I'm stepping out, and we get to make that choice, and that's the most powerful thing, is the freedom of our choice.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Again, this is the Kim Pagano Show, adding value to our life every day in every way. And she will be back on Monday, and we will be back tomorrow.
That's right. I can't wait. This is right. so much fun. We're just going to do it again.
And tomorrow we'll be giving away the cut and dry and conditioner, as Jeannie likes. Mm-hmm. So be sure to also call in so that we can... get your name up.
We will be talking to Dr. House over overcoming your disabilities.
And you can also tune in again to listen for this CAPS show from 3 to 4 at KKZZ 1400. Thank you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite.